Now, it is great to be welcoming my next guest back onto the programme. Welcome back, Mr. McGuire. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Surviving.
Surviving and thriving. So I suppose we had been discussing before we came on air, and we thought it might be pertinent to draw the listeners' attention to certain things on the census form, which everybody will have received and everybody will be filling out right about now and returning to enumerators. Isn't that so?
Well, that's what's so important, and I think it's so... And if you look at the census form, every time I get a census form, I sign and seal it. Yes. Under the sovereign seal of the Sovereign Republic of Éire. And I think that's very important. They don't give the information that they should give on it. And I've been ringing their helpline that they provide. But afraid of haven't got any help.
I was just going to say, have you received the help you required?
The Irish census count all people and households in the country on census night. This is the 26th census to be held since 1841. Now, the question I have to ask is, and as you know, I'm president of the Irish Republican Brotherhood. I'm also the anointed sovereign. And is it a 32-county census, or is it a 26-county census? And it doesn't tell you.
And the number one, the form doesn't tell you. And number two, the people that you've spoken to on the helpline have not been willing or able to tell you either.
No, they haven't. And, I mean, that's scandalous. And, I mean, you're asked to sign this document. Am I asked to sign a fraudulent document?
Well, it's difficult to believe that we are being required to put a lot of personal information into a document and sign it without having the full information on, you know, available to us about the document.
Well, that's the whole point of the whole issue. If it's I spoke to the person I was talking about, the 1918 32 county election. That established the sovereignty of the 32 counties and the democratically elected TDs to Dáil Éireann. And that was on the 14th of December 1918, Britain called that election IRB Sinn Féin. None of the others or anything else, there wasn't anything there. They won 73 seats out of the 105. The Unionists got 25 seats and the Nationalists got 6 seats. And there was one independent seat.
Yes.
And that's the mandate we were given to found and fund the state, the Sovereign Republic of Éire, all our territory from down the Irish Sea across to the United States and Canada. We're the only country that can go into the United States and Canada because we brought sovereignty there. And the Atlantic Ocean, that's all our territory. And at the moment, I mean, I think the scandalous, Britain is actually, they're patrolling our border.
Yes.
And our territory. They're not even in the European Union.
They're not in the EU. No. They've no right to be doing that at all.
Well, they shouldn't. If we're a sovereign country and what all this is saying, I don't know what this form is for. It doesn't tell you what it's for. It just says, you know, in the future. But they should give you, if they went to the fact of telling us that this is the 26th census to be held since 1841, there was no free state here in 1841.
Correct.
And was it a 32-county census? And is this one that we're supposed to sign?
Is it a 32-county census or 26?
Is this a 26 or a 32-county census? I think people have a right to know that.
People have a right to know. But I mean, is it that, like, why don't they want to tell us? Like, is it that they don't know, that they haven't established this? Or why do you suppose they don't want to make this information available to us?
Yeah, well, you're asked to sign something. And there's a huge fine if you don't do it. And I can say,
yes.
To provide all other sections are mandatory. Any person who fails, now this is important, this, that act, they give you the Act 24, Statistic Act 1993, it means that you are not obliged to read that section, that there's a mandatory section in the back, which I'll be filling in and talking about the 1918 32 county election. When I spoke of that yesterday to the person that was supposed to help, then you knew nothing about the 1918-32 county election. Then you knew nothing about our sovereignty. They didn't know whether this was a 26-county census or a 32-county census.
So,
and I think that's wrong.
Yeah, well, essentially...
And it says here, any person who fails or refuses to provide this information or who knowingly provides false information may be subject to a fine of up to €44,440.
What a strange
sum. That's a huge fine.
It's a huge fine.
And if I have signed and sealed this form.
Yes.
And have I signed a fraudulent document?
Well, you've signed a document without having the full information about the document, certainly. And what really concerns me is that you phoned the helpline and the person you spoke to was entirely unable to offer you help.
Unable to or unwilling.
Yes.
And I wanted to speak to Padraig Dalton, who signed this form, Director General. And I wasn't, they couldn't do that. I wasn't allowed to speak to him.
So they're having, they have a form that does not include the full information, even though they suggest that they might fine you heavily if you don't include the full information.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah,
they have a helpline which is unwilling or unable to offer help.
Yeah, that's it.
Essentially.
And I think people should just be aware of that. I mean, in this day and age that we're living in, if your passport is so important, that's the 1918-32 county election. It's based on that. And it has a sovereign seal and air on it. If it didn't have that, it wouldn't be legal, valid, or bona fides. That's the sovereign Dalton government that I've just said,
yes,
democratically elected by the will and wish for all the people of the 32 counties and ratified on the 21st of January 1919 in the Mansion House in Dublin by the sovereign Dalton government, you know. And that's so important. In Europe, and Europe is going on, that they have to have sovereignty.
Yes.
And that's for our sovereignty, and that's for our tricolour flag, you know, and the sovereign seals and so on. But your passport is so important. If you don't have sovereignty, you can be enslaved. And we spoke on St. Patrick's Day about 1155, and that was keeping that alive, where Pope Adrian IV illegally and fraudulently you know, the bull laudabiliter,
yes,
gave era to Henry II to expand his empire. And that is shocking. They annihilated between 6 and 8 million people here. Are we going to have that again? And you see the Ukraine? Isn't that the same situation again? If you have no sovereignty, you're a slave. And aren't they enslaving people again?
Exactly. It's happening again. Yes. So I suppose what we might say regarding the census form is that people need to start asking questions. If enough people ask questions, then they will
answers.
They will have to submit. They'll have to.
And somebody will come to your house and collect that. And can't you ask that person?
Yes.
What is it, the census form? Is it a 32 county census form? Because you're talking about, it's the 26th census held since 1841. Or is it a 26th? And where did they get the sovereignty to divide the state? You know, all these questions have to be answered. And Dalton never sat in Leinster House. Dalton sat in the Mansion House.
In the Mansion House,
Leinster,
yes.
House was bought by the Free State and to divide this country and partition it. And for Britain to impose their treaty. That's what it was for. And I mean, if you read the Sovereign Constitution, which you've read out many times.
Yes.
And you see, that cannot be put before an electorate. And that's, as you know, we spoke about Michael Collins and De Valera, the way they were blackguarded by the British.
Absolutely.
And the dirty tricks,
yeah,
they pulled to impose that Free State treaty. For the benefit of Britain, you know, and not for the benefit of Irish.
Never for the benefit of Ireland.
No, never. And it's time that stopped. And, you know, originally it was Ireland, England, Scotland and Wales. And they sacrificed us for their expansion and enslaved our people. You know, that has all we're looking for is accountability.
Accountability. We can't undo the past. Yeah, we cannot undo the past, but we can accept
it. No, we can't, as you say. And we don't want to. There's nothing we can do. But we can ask questions and we can say, are you enslaving your children now again?
Yes.
And your grandchildren? You know, if we don't stand up, that's exactly what you're doing.
You need to ask the questions.
And they must provide, the Free State government must provide that answer, and the judges and that. And you bring your passport, as we spoke about that.
Yes.
Which is the 21st of January 1919. That's what it's based on. It has a sovereign seal in there. It has to have that on it, 12 strings. And you bring that into the court, and you say to the court clerk, have you one of these? Have you a passport the same as that? And you say to the judge, have you a passport the same as that? And if they have, then you want to see what oath of allegiance are they taking.
This is
the 32 county election of 1918 by the will and wish of all the people of the 32 counties. Or is it to the 26 counties imposed by Britain to pay for Britain's war debts and war pensions?
Yes.
And I think it's time that they answer these questions.
Yeah. The only people who refuse to answer questions are people who have something to hide.
Well, if you don't answer it, you have a fine of 44,000, what did I say, 44,440 euros.
Yeah. It's a curious figure, isn't it? Tell me this, aside from, I suppose, our issues with the census form and, you know, the lack of clarity regarding whether it's 32 county or 26 county, do you think it's important for us to fill in the time capsule section where we're leaving a message for people 100 years from now?
I'm going to fill it in with what I put there. The 1918, the Sovereign Republic of Era, the 1918 32 county election that called by Britain.
Yes.
That established the sovereignty of the 32 counties on the 14th of December 1918, on the 28th of December 1918. IRB Sinn Féin won 73 seats out of 105. Unions got 25 seats. The Nationals got six. And there was one independent.
One independent.
That's the mandate we were given to found and fund the state. And
yes.
I'm going to put that in and sign and seal it. And all our territory down the Irish Sea from between Britain and Ireland and to the United States and Canada, that's all our territory. The largest in Europe, the most valuable in Europe. And we have the poorest people because we seem to be paying off Britain's debt all the time. They seem to be controlling everything. And we don't seem to count.
Well,
and I think it's time that turned around.
We seem
and
to
I think
be.
The first thing you do is you tell the truth to the people. All we want is the truth to the facts. I asked in that helpline yesterday about the 1918 32 county election. And there was nobody in the office that even knew that it ever existed.
Yeah, that's alarming, isn't it? You know, at this stage, like, we talk about slavery, and I mean, there are many different types of slavery, but it would seem to me that we seem to be enslaved by apathy and ignorance these days, and that's very concerning.
It is, and that's what's wrong. And they're using that. I mean, RTE should be out and should be, and as you know, St. Patrick's Day, we were founded on St. Patrick's Day, 1858, by James Stephens. And by the way, he walked 3,000 miles around Ireland to set up the Irish and Fenian Republican Brotherhood. The Fenian Brotherhood is Doheny's in New York. And that's where that comes from. And he went out to Carmoyle to William Smith O'Brien, and William Smith O'Brien's statue up in O'Connor Street. And the parade wouldn't even recognize it. Isn't that scandalous?
Yeah, but that's...
And
that's,
to see that they have now, that house is housing those Ukraine people and not a mention of it, you know,
that's,
or our history.
That's symptomatic of the apathy and the ignorance and the fact that people don't know their history and they're unwilling to ask questions.
Yeah, if you don't know where you come from, you don't know where you're going to. And these people, it's the corporations that don't want to be accountable. I have no problems with corporations where they're accountable to the sovereign government and the sovereign people and the state, but they don't want to be that. They're trying to have a world without God. And to me, that's wrong, because our intellect and our reason, sovereignty comes from God. And that's the difference between corporations are man-made, as is the monarchy and his proclamations and everything else.
Yes.
No man or woman understands God, but you can understand the 2 5-stringed harps that were on the Ark of the Covenant, your measuring tape, your plumb line, your straight edge, how men learn to read and write, the abacus. You know, we've won one of the most wonderful histories in the world.
Yes.
And that's what Christopher Columbus came to Askeaton, to study all that in the friary. That's what they were teaching. That's all up on billymaguire.com if anyone wants to read it. And Lochgar is the sacred site 40,000 years ago. And we have all this, and nothing has happened. They are trying to do something down Naskeaton. And I spoke to Kevin Sheehan and
excellent.
Others down there, William Sheehan and that, and there's a lot of Anthony.
Yes, there's a lot happening in Askeaton at the moment.
There is. Yeah. And the Friar, I mean, to have the map of Mundy in Askeaton in the Friary in Cloister.
Yeah, correct.
And the whole world is looking for where the maps of Mundy's are. And we have one here in Askeaton, and nobody knows anything about it.
We've one right
here.
Yeah,
up on the wall, we have the Star of David.
That's
and
what
the
I'm
two
saying.
Five-string We're harps. And I sent all that off to, for St. Patrick's Day. As
yes.
Micheál Martin to deliver our card and our harp and era
to Joe Biden. Yes.
We didn't do it anyway.
Well, he was self-isolating, wasn't he, on St. Patrick's Day? he has that excuse.
And I wrote to the American ambassador too. it's extraordinary that their residence, which is the only other residence, we'll say, in the Phoenix Park, of national and great importance, they got that as a thank you from the Irish and Fenian Republican Brotherhood that they could have their resident because of what they of all they did for us during getting our independence and winning our independence and what we did and our sovereignty and that and the sovereignty of America and all that. There's no word about it today. And that's how they were given. This is a privilege that to have it there.
People are very quick to forget things.
They've forgotten that very quickly when they should remember it again, you know. But Europe, anyway, Gay went out their way recently to say, you have to have your sovereignty when this war is going on. And I wrote to them all in 2016, the 100th anniversary, European and that, about our sovereignty. Now, if you have sovereignty, you don't go to war with anybody.
Yeah, that's the whole essence of the thing, isn't it?
Because sovereignty, you go into another country, you respect that country's sovereignty and that state.
It's the government.
It's a
mutual
and their,
respect.
Their courts.
Yes.
Their people and their assets. That's what sovereignty is.
Yes.
And you respect that. But Britain didn't do that because Henry VIII changed all that.
Well,
he turned it into a corporation. Corporation, and this is where you have today. These corporations are so powerful and so wealthy, and they're enslaving and empowering the people. That's not what our civilization is about, and it's time now. And those, they should honor and respect those two five-string charms, and they should honor God. Because God, nobody understands God. There's no man or woman, but you could understand the two five-string charms that were on the Ark of the Covenant, and that's where it comes from. And that's Homo sapiens, and that's what they should do. Anyway, I'm sure
and I suppose, the bottom line, from what we're talking about today as well, is that people should ask questions if they have them, and they should keep asking questions until they receive satisfactory answers.
Oh, absolutely. And that census form will be collected by somebody,
Yes.
And he'll look at it and say, or she will look at it and say, and you say to them, what about this, what you have written here, 1841?
Yes.
Was that a 32 county election then? And is that a 32 county election today? And what happened to the six counties?
Yes.
And you've read the sovereign constitution. That can't be put before an electorate.
Exactly.
You asked, have I signed a fraudulent document? If I have, you have a fine of 44,440 euros. If you have signed that and that turns out to be a fraudulent document, you're responsible. They can collect that from you.
Yes. So we need, as I say, if we have questions, we should ask them and we should asking them till we get a satisfactory answer. Yeah. It has been a delight as ever and as always.
Thank you very much for your kind words, and I would like to thank all your listeners. Now, coming up will be Easter Monday.
Yes.
Very important. And I'm hoping that you will do something for that.
I have a special Easter Monday program planned, which the end of it will include the proclamation.
Lovely, lovely. You read it in Irish and English. And I'm hoping this year I won't be able to go to Dublin and that, which is a shame, but they will go to Dublin and read the proclamation. I mean, John Flanagan, who you should probably talk to, is the manager. He's marvellous. And they will do it. John Robinson and those, you know, they are marvellous the way they keep all that going.
They did write that
letter to Pope Francis about 1155. I mean, that would load a bit of 800, what we said.
867 years.
It's the time. And you wouldn't, if that was sorted out, you wouldn't have that problem in Ukraine, or you wouldn't have it anywhere else, because they'd have to tell. And that's what's happening. You know. Anyway, Shirley, I better let you go. Thank you very much.
And I'm sure we'll speak soon, Billy.
Thanks very much.